This is Radio Nepal. I'm TK Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top story is first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli witnessing gradual improvement in his health. Beni Jomsom Road obstruction caused by dry landslide comes into operation after 3 days. And U.S. State of California declares emergency over coronavirus outbreak. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, who underwent renal surgery second time, is witnessing gradual improvement in his health. Prime Minister Oli's press advisor Sudhir Thapa, quoting Dr. Prem Gyawali, said Prime Minister Oli has started to eat liquid and all the indicators of his health are sound. The Prime Minister underwent kidney transplantation at Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital, Maharajganj, on Wednesday. The Prime Minister has been shifted to transplant ward, and the hospital will provide information about the latest health condition of the Prime Minister at 4 p.m. every day. Two people have died and 17 others have sustained injuries in three separate road accidents occurred in Gurkha, Mahuthari and Chitwan district in the last 24 hours. In Gurkha, Kiran Rimal, the ward secretary of Darsirul Municipality 6 died and 7 people were injured when a Bolero jeep they were travelling in met with an accident at Arughatrul Municipality in Gurkha district. The jeep driver among the injured is critically injured in the incident. Similarly, one person has died and another was hurt when a Tata pickup van hit motorcycle last night at Kalapanya Burdibas Municipality 3 of Mahuthari district. The deceased is identified as 46-year-old Deep Khatri of Kamalamai Municipality 7. Film rider Rudra Raj Karki has been injured in the accident. Likewise, 9 people were injured when a bus and a truck collided along the east-west highway at Khairahani Municipality 2 this morning. Police said the bus, which was heading towards Kathmandu from Birganj, and the truck coming from the opposite direction hit each other in front of the Namuna petrol pump at Khairahani this morning. The Beni Jomsom road that was obstructed due to the dry landslide since 3 days has come into operation from today. The direct road transportation of 76-kilometer Beni Jomsom road was halted after the dry landslide occurred at Daikukola in Thasang Rural Municipality in Mustang on Monday afternoon. Beni Jomsom Road Project Supervisor Indra Singh Sesson informed that the road was brought into operation by removing the debris from the road. The National Federation of Community Schools Management Committee has started circulating public notice to parents, teachers and students to stay safe from the coronavirus which has spread globally. The Federation has urged the parents, teachers and students themselves to take precautions against the virus infection at home and school. It has also urged them not to be much worried but stay safe and adopt personal health and hygiene. The Federation likewise urged the students and parents not to shake hands and hug and to stay safe from the deadly virus. And it has called on the schools to keep stock of the paracetamols. A coronavirus health desk has been established in Chandragadi Airport in Chapa from today as a preventive measure. A health desk has been established by considering safety from the coronavirus because of the regular movements of the people. Coronavirus counseling and screening room has been established in coordination with Health Department of Bhadrapur Municipality, District Administration Office, District Health Office and Bhadrapur Airport. Chief Minister of State Tulal Babu Raut has said that gender violence cannot be ended by simply organizing seminars and conferences. Addressing a provincial level seminar in Janakpur organized by Sahaj Pariyojana on gender responsibility and accountability for strengthening access to justice, Chief Minister Raut stressed on working through ground level rather than organizing seminars and assemblies. The Chief Minister also urged the program organizing institution to invest in education sector along with conducting public awareness programs. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. Now on to some international updates. California has declared a state of emergency after announcing its first coronavirus death, bringing the U.S. death toll from the disease to 11. The 71-year-old man who died in the hospital had underlying health condition and had been on a cruise. The White House on Wednesday had expanded testing nationwide for the disease, and there are now at least 150 reported U.S. patients with COVID-19 in 16 different states. And authorities have confirmed more than 92,000 cases of the virus worldwide, and more than 3,000 people have died globally. South Korea declared a special care zone on Thursday, announced a second city hit hard by the coronavirus, and the U.S. military confirmed two new cases among the relatives of its troops in the country, which is battling the biggest epidemic outside China. Australia became the latest country to impose travel restrictions on South Koreans, with almost 100 nations now limiting arrivals from the East Asian countries, which reported 438 new coronavirus cases on Thursday for a total of 5,766. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up, top stories once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli witnessing gradual improvement in his health. Benny Johnson wrote of strokes and caused by dry landslide comes into operation after 3 days. And U.S. state of California declares emergency over coronavirus outbreak. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinereadingpower.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.